Blog Talk Radio.
Before a nation, victim to tranquility. Back when he had knowledge and ability. Raised me from roots of captivity. Made me a soldier for my liberty. Nowadays, she lost in her identity. Killing me as if I were her enemy. Love me. Before N-words, censors, and big birds, we had beatboxers, breakdancers, box poppers. All of a sudden, everybody killing and mobsters. Fools with no rules, who value they taboos. Pop bottles and smash models, I hope they will lose. Being insecurities make you more hollow. I can give you a full clip like Guru. I make sons of lost ones and shook ones. Dirty to feel the fear when the bath runs. Even cast as you funky as your last one. It ain't no fun if the homies can't smash one. I'm on that Snoop Dogg puff puffing past one. Sucker MCs never get the message. Big Daddy Kane never talked reckless. Rakim never cursed in his message. But M.O.P. made me wanna snatch a necklace.
Before a nation, victim to tranquility. Back when he had knowledge and ability. Raised me from roots of captivity. Made me a soldier for my liberty. Nowadays she lost in her identity. Killing me as if I were her enemy.
Jaded wanksters don't know how to act. Take some notes from Cool G Rap. Let Too Short teach you how to mac. Ice Cube made me a maniac. Public enemy exposed a true enemy. Common portrayed blacks as deeper entities. Illmatic, stillmatic to infinity. Ron DMC was like the Holy Trinity. De La Soul and Black Star raised the bar. High tech and mood, Cincinnati stars. I was lost nesting where the eagles are. Hip hop was my destiny, she brought out the best in me. Sucking MCs never get the message. Big Daddy Kane never talk reckless. Rakim never cursed in his message. But M.O.P. made me wanna snatch a necklace.
Before a nation, victim to tranquility. Back when he had knowledge and ability. Raised me from roots of captivity. Made me a soldier for my liberty. Nowadays she lost in her identity. Killing me as if I were her enemy. Hip-hop used to love me.
I wish the ladies would love me like Cool J. I wish I was fashionable like Yeezy. We came a long way since my Adidas. More money in the game, less black leaders. KRS was your favorite rapper before moguls like Jay-Z and Diddy. All I had was a dollar and a dream. Spinning Wu-Tang, it's all about the cream. Nowadays, it's all about the scheme. Beat writers, ignorance providers. Wannabe girl thugs and liars. Those who help the governments conspire. Sucker MCs never get the message. Big Daddy Kane never talked reckless. Rakim never cursed in his message. Well, M.O.P. made me wanna snatch a necklace.
Before a nation, victim to tranquility. Back when he had knowledge and ability. Raised me from roots of captivity. Made me a soldier for my liberty. Nowadays she lost in her identity. Killing me as if I were her enemy. Hip-hop used to love me.
Hey, that right there was the homeboy, the Mangelo with Hip Hop Used to Love Me, the lead single off of his upcoming album. I am actually live with the man himself, the Mangelo. What's going on, brother?
Yo, yo, you know, getting it out here.
Awesome, man. Awesome, awesome, awesome. It's very great to have you on the Dopeness interview series, brother.
No doubt, and I appreciate being able to be here, you feel me?
Word. So, man, very dope music. It's basically like Renaissance. It's trying to bring back the dopeness in hip-hop. Is that what it's all about? Like, what kind of mentality did you have when you was writing that hip-hop used to love it?
Well, it's like, you know, when I look at music, you know, it's a lot of homes out there where, you know, you don't really have a lot of mentors or a lot of fathers around, you know, and mine wasn't around. So music was kind of like that light to kind of fill in some of those gaps. So like I tell you, like, you know, like I learned how to talk to girls from LL. You know what I'm saying? I learned how to think, you know, higher thinking.
You used
from
to
Rock
do the,
M.
like the whole so, lip move and shit.
Oh man, I just take my sister's lip gloss, dog. you know, you try to be all swaggy and sweet back when we was wearing Reeboks. But it's like, yeah, so when you look at music now, it ain't really a lot of enrichment in music. It's a lot of vanity, it's a lot of BS, and it's a lot of things that are orientated around just a person being selfish and showing everybody I got this and I got that, versus saying, you know, this is what I can do for my community, this is what I can do for my people. So the whole thought pattern has changed. And to me, that depicts how society is right now. So,
Wow.
So basically, back in the day, I say the golden era of hip-hop, who is your favorite? Like, out of Kane, Pac,
oh,
Biggie,
man.
Rakim,
don't do that to
Nas,
me, man.
Like,
who
is it?
Oh, man.
Or maybe you can explain to us certain aspects that you took from certain people.
All right, I would say, Rakim is definitely like in my top five. First off, the man never used a cuss word. His lyrical development and delivery was just, like, it was nothing that could, especially like the 17th letter, is nothing that can stand up next to that. And then you also look like at an LL. I don't know why LL Cool J looked younger now than he did back when he made Mama Said Knock You Out. But to me, he was like the first pretty boy thug rapper. You know, he had hard lyrics, but he also dropped some knowledge and, you know, dropped some definitely macking on the lady skills. But man, like my favorite, like I can't really say, man. Like I like Big L, I like Tupac, I liked. It's too many of them. Not, I guess it would be probably Tupac and Nas.
Right.
As far as Tupac being that kind of political mind, that you know, even though later on in his career he kind of got, you know, a lot of ruckus.
Okay.
But you know, your Tupacalypse Now, you know, even your All Eyes on Me, it was more about that black power and that black movement. And then Nas has just always had a different way of looking at the game. You know, he has a different way of looking at, he looks at what they're saying and what they're, you know, what they're projecting versus what they really are doing. And it kind of makes you think that way when you listen to Nas' music.
Really, really for me, it's got to be Pac. And I had this conversation, this argument with people all the time about, is it Biggie or is it Pac? And the one thing argument they have against me or Pac is that he wasn't as lyrical as Biggie. And I say, wait a minute, Pac was like the ultimate poet.
I wouldn't say that, man.
He was the ultimate poet.
Yeah, he was.
And in essence, poetry is lyric. That's lyrical. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
So me and you on the same page, brother.
And I ain't taking nothing from Big, but I look at it like this. Now Big has some fresh dopeness. I mean, the way he delivered it, the way he did it. I mean, don't get me wrong, he wanted the greats. But Pop,
yeah,
to me, I could relate, because you could be broke sleeping on a mattress and when terrorists like me and Tupac come on, and you relate to what's going on because he kind of on your level. You know, I couldn't get a Coogee sweater into the second Notorious Big album. You know, because I started making a little money, you know what I'm saying? But before that, I couldn't afford none of that stuff that they was talking about. So I kind of saw more eye to eye with Tupac, and it was just like a better thing for me. And now, like I said, I thought his lyrics was a lot more touching and a lot more deeper.
Right. And just to segue off of Pac being a poet, you actually started off as a poet. Is that correct?
Yeah, man. Back in my LL Cool J days, I used to write like erotic poetry for girls, man. That was like my calling card. Cause you know, a brother was pulled, man. I mean, I'm somehow, when I say pulled, I'm somehow hand-me-down XJ 900 tennis shoes. I'm talking pulled, no lights in the crib. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Two for $9.99. So it's like, you know. So it's like, you know, I had to work what I had, and I was always good with words, so I could slip you a little letter, and then girls, you know, they some responded, some didn't, but I used to that was my thing, doing poetry. And like, you know, about time I came around 9th, 10th grade, man, they was loving me, man.
There you have it. And that brings you to the man that you are today. You know, about to drop this Hip Hop Used to Love Me album. So maybe we could talk more about that. Like, when is that dropping?
It's gonna drop on March 22nd, 2016. It'll be available on CD Baby, iTunes, and pretty much if anywhere they sell music, it should be there. Maybe not in the stores, but as far as everybody pretty much online now, so you can pretty much download that from anywhere. You could probably even find it for free. Now, if you want to find it for free, that's up to you. But I would say support the artist, support your boy. If you like my lyrics, go ahead and throw me a little something.
Of course, of course. So what's the concept behind it? How many tracks you going to have on it?
It's about 14 tracks. The concept, it starts out, you know, pretty much hip-hop. And then it scoots into, you know, what's available right now. So it starts off with, more like a hip-hop love me type of vibe. And then I have a couple of tracks for the females that I have that on there. And then, you know, a couple of, you know, rougher tracks. I mean, but the album is really just about how my life is and how I perceived it. And it's like I had always said, hip-hop was like a parent to me. And when I listen to rap now, like I say, it's like a parent that's on drugs now, because I'm not getting that love like I used to get. I'm not getting that nonsense like I used to get. And it's making me and every other brother around me deficient. So it's like hip-hop used to take care of business, and it used to love me, and now it don't no more. And that's pretty much the theme around the album.
Wow, that's deep, dude. That's real life. Straight up.
No doubt.
Not cats, hip-hop cats is rocking dresses and, you know, and all this and that. I mean, get down how you live, but it didn't used to be like that. It didn't used to be, you know, flashy, flossy, auto-tune, all that. So definitely changed a lot. Hip-hop is on crack.
Exactly. It is, man. It is. And it ain't even a good mix. So it's like, you know, it's on the worst thing possible, and it's going downhill. I mean, you got some who trying to save it, but it got to be a group effort.
Word, man. So I got this other song that we're going to use as the outro to our interview. It's called We Got Us. What is this song
actually
about?
Actually, it's just like it's like a song about relationships. It's like when you with somebody, sometimes it's like a lot of distortion. You have old girlfriends trying to break the mix up. You got old boyfriends trying to throw shade. So the mythology behind this is, look, if I got you and you got me, we ain't got to really worry about them outsiders. So long as we got us, then we unstoppable. And that's pretty much the thing behind the song, you know?
Is this going to be on a new album or was it on the old album?
This will be on a new album. Yes, it will. It's
awesome.
Like maybe
awesome.
In the top four, top five songs, so definitely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, we're going to go ahead and get out of here, but I want you to tell everybody, you know, what you got going on for 2016, what they need to look out for, and also how to hit you up.
All right, well, basically, you definitely can check me out on Twitter, at The Real Mangelo. You can check me out on Instagram, at The Real Mangelo. You can check me out on Facebook / at The Real Mangelo. And as far as for 2016, man, we're doing a couple of videos. It's going to be a video for We Got Us. It's pretty hot, pretty erotic. Has some choreographer dancers, a couple of up-and-coming models. And then there also will be another video. I ain't going to tell you what song it's going to be, but it's going to be hot also. And then towards the end of the year, if everything man, it's going to be a surprise video. And it's gonna have a surprising character in there that y'all all know. But, you know, I'll let that speak for itself. And then at the end of the year, towards December, I'm going to drop the Miami Nights album, which has production from Amsterdam, production from South Africa. It has a couple of notable mentions who are going to be, you know, dropping some verses on the album. So it's another dope album. So hopefully people will respond to that like they've been responding to this one.
Where y'all heard them. Just follow the movement at The Real Mangelo. That's at the word The, T-H-E, Real, R-E-A-L. Mangelo is spelled M-A-N-G-E-L-O. Get at him.
And you can definitely
all
check
right.
me out on DeMangelo.com also.
Everything DeMangelo at DeMangelo.com. Hey, man, I really appreciate you coming on and hollering at me, brother.
Most doubt. Thanks for blessing me with the dopeness.
The dopeness. All right, this right here is DeMangelo. We got us. Get that album May the 26th.
March 22nd.
March 22nd, y'all. All right, we out of here. The dopeness out.
100.
Just thinking of your bigness. After a night with you, I ask God for forgiveness. When it comes to your curves, level superb. I love to dock my boat and feel that tidal surge. Being completely honest, I cherish your time. Your body's second best, you got the best mind. So edumacated and dedicated, I'm licking on your pawns until we checkmate it.
Got a mad baby on that hating shit. I got it, baby, only for you. You got it, baby, only for me.
I'm just doing things, ain't spitting no game, just cruising in my lane. I can drop the top if you hop on aim, shield you from that rain, alleviate some pain. We could take a trip and discuss our future. You ain't ever had, you about to get used to.
Only you and me, dip, got a mad baby on that hating shit. I got it, baby, only for you. You got it, baby, only for me.
Remove that frustration, drop your cognition. No need for conditions, put your mind in remission. Decisions, I made them for you. I'm gonna treat you royal and remain loyal. I'm what you need, all I ever wanted. I can't deny you, though at times I fronted. You like fixation, I lack the explanation. But when I'm near you, I feel them vibrations. Just wanna vibe, licking up your issues. I could be anywhere, but I'm right here with you.